All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I am here with a newcomer. I would like to welcome you...
Jared Auslander. Right. I am the marketing coordinator for Koenig Wheels.
New hire. So anyhow, we got fresh meat, which is cool. And it's his first time on a podcast, so that should be fun. Not like you were used to so much professional stuff as it was. But anyhow. Right. But welcome back to another episode. We hope you're doing well and you're preparing for that holiday thing. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I would say.
This is a good one.
Time off. Sort of.
He's been here for like 3 days and lost time off. So this is a good one. We have some good guests this time, and like not devaluing our guests from last time, but the guys from Fitment Industries are here, and they're going to run through an exciting thing that they have going on right now, which is a wheel giveaway. We'll give you that information. So if you're tuning in from the Facebook or Instagram Live, this should be a good watch. So if you're tuning in afterwards, remember – what they're going to tell you implies for just a little bit longer. So you got a couple weeks to take advantage of this news.
Hurry up. The sooner, the better.
Yeah.
And like and subscribe. You know, send us a pigeon carrier, whatever you want to do. Got some great stuff on the way. And, yeah.
Yeah, so last week on the podcast, we had Levi Gates from the Rag Company. He went through and really gave us some good tips on winterizing your vehicle and what kind of things you should do to make sure that your car withstands the winter without having too much issues with paint and stuff like that.
And wheels.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what we do. And then also, if you haven't been keeping in touch with the channel, we started a new show called The Hype is Right. It's pretty fun. We usually give the guests 5 cars to go through, kind of give us their opinion on what they are, which ones are hyped, which ones are overhyped. And we usually have 4 different guests every week. So that lives on our YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out. And don't forget that we put out a new piece of content every Friday, except for this week. This week we're going for
special.
Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's super special.
Right?
We're not sure what it is yet, and it's coming out on Saturday.
Exactly. But the last video was pretty cool.
I thought it was probably one of – Alex really killed it with the edit, us anyway.
For sure. Definitely. 5 tips on how to gift wheels.
Yeah, and it was more just funny, I think. But if you got time, check it over and maybe throw us a like on it. Anyhow – Let's get our guests in here so this podcast gets way better. With me right now are Dakota and Gels from Fitment Industries. Guys, what's happening?
How's it going? Guys? I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, same.
Thanks for
they're great
for
liars,
tuning in.
But I love it.
Ain't a liar.
Listen, so everybody knows Fitment Industries. If you are watching us, there's no doubt that you already subscribe to Fitment Industries. If you are searching through YouTube land, you know what these guys do, and the content is hands down fantastic.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So we appreciate you doing this. They have some exciting news that we're going to talk about, and then maybe we'll just get to rapping for a few minutes, you know?
Okay. That sounds like a plan, yeah.
Rapping?
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys have bars, right?
I don't even. Gels can rap. No, yeah. That's a fault. That's a lie.
Yeah, so we're in New York, so we'd like to do the 5. What is it? What is Sway's? It doesn't matter. Anyhow, look. The one thing Fitment has going on right now is from December 11th through January 8th. They are doing basically a wheel giveaway, and how you can enter is actually very cool. And the best part about it is it's not just a blind enter. You actually get something while you enter. So
yeah,
I'm going to – you guys, give them a little heads up on how it goes.
Hell yeah. So the Koenig giveaway, we are super excited for. We partnered in the past, did a giveaway before that, and now we have this one again. Super cool. So every $5 spent is an entry to win. We have multiple pieces of apparel. So we got like the blue crew neck, which is pretty spicy. Got the Ampliform on it along with the black long sleeve. 370Z drifting on the back, because, you know, Koenig wheels, you like to use Koenig wheels. You don't just like to show them, you like to use them. So we got the 370 drifting on the back, super cool. And then we also have a limited edition item that we dropped as well. We have the Koenig air freshener, which smells amazing. I think it's like a vanilla raspberry or something like that. We tried something different and it paid off. It was a bit of a risk, but it paid off. It smells phenomenal. But also with that, we're making a donation too with every purchase, and you have the option to donate as well. So Joseph, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So with every giveaway that we've done in the past, we've always, you know, our goal is always to like give back to the community as much as we can. So we usually pick like a charity to partner with for that period of the giveaway. So with this Koenig giveaway, we partnered with a Giving Heart Foundation. So this was actually founded by Colleen and Mike Burke, and their son at birth had an aortic valve like stenosis, is a very like rare heart condition. And they decided that, you know, even though they got through everything and they were doing good, it was a really tough time. And you know, obviously a lot of medical bills involved with that. So they started the Giving Heart Foundation. So we're super happy to be partnered with them for this giveaway. So a good chunk of the proceeds actually from the shirts go to a donation, as well as like any other, you know, donations involved as well. Yeah, so like so with every order, you can make an additional donation.
And already, like we said, we started December 11th and we've already raised over $859, almost a grand since we started, which is absolutely crazy. And we're so thankful for. And not only that, but this year, Fitment Industries was able to donate over $129,000 just from doing these giveaways. And then, everybody that purchased, shout out to them, because those are the guys that really get to, you know, they make the extra donations. I wrote a couple down just because I think it's so cool. So Jonathan F. from Washington donated $100 extra.
That's crazy.
Alexander S. from California donated $40. And these are just people just making extra donations on top of their orders. And I think that is the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
You know, I've said it before that the car community, and this is one of the reasons that we put out, you know, a lot of our content. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, content obviously is a way marketing wise, but one of the things that we really do is we try to make our content as factual and informational and universally as available as possible. So we don't spend too much time necessarily on Koenig related stuff. The car community is one of those communities that when you're really a car enthusiast, you really understand how you can appreciate other builds, you can appreciate other makes and models. You, of course, you have preferences, but they seem to really team together and help anytime that they can. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, there was an industry member that actually had suffered a health thing, and to watch how much money was raised within just a few days to put this family in such a better position, it's just incredible how you could see these people come together. So the fact that the average, you know, car community, when they see you guys getting behind some of these giveaways, is prepared to, you know, dig into their pocket, especially in a year where a lot of people had, you know, job issues. This was this was not the year where, you know, money was growing on trees.
Well, and it also reminds everybody that we're all human, you know, we're car enthusiasts, but, you know, we all have hearts.
Yeah. But what you guys do, one of the best things about this is that every single time that Fitment offers us the opportunity to do one of the wheel giveaways, it's just a hands down yes, just because of the fact that we know that there's so much more that goes into it. The wheel giveaway is really just to be part of the community, and a lot of that profit, and well, all those proceeds, I believe, go right back into the charity. And it's just really, it's really nice to see.
With any brand willy-nilly too, you know, we really sit down, we get the team together, and we think what brands we want to partner with for the year. And when Koenig comes up, like we've done in the past, we're going to do it again. We always have a great time partnering with Koenig.
It's great. And the fact of the matter is, this also happens to coincide, and ironically, I know that they look like they're manufactured, but they weren't planned during this. You guys are doing your 12 days of Christmas, and there's actual I believe a sale going on, you know, when they get to the cart or whatever it is on Koenig products. So if your mom or dad left you out this year, if you didn't get that special gift from your for your grandmother, and your girlfriend flat out bought you some underwear, this is a great time to check out Fitment and make sure that you get the gift that you actually wanted.
Hell yeah. So like if your grandma needs some wheels for her car, like you already got wheels, check it out. We have the lowest price on the internet on Koenigs right now.
Yeah.
So make sure to check out those deals we got going on.
Yeah. Make I mean, if she has a Cutlass.
So good. Yeah, that Camry looks so good.
Somewhere there's an 88 Cutlass that's looking to get hooked up. I don't know if we can do it, but we'll give it a shot. So tell me what you guys have going on. So you have, I mean, you guys put out more content than I would say arguably any retailer, period.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. So I think about that, it is difficult. But the thing I think that sets us apart is we truly love what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, we didn't come to work here because we wanted to make money. We came to work here because we absolutely love cars. We love the automotive scene. Mm-hmm. So although it's a ton of work, it all comes natural to us. And we all love to show up and grind it out every day. So yeah, we're making videos, you know, we're uploading every single day. And then we started a second channel so we could literally upload more. But a cool thing about that is before we started, like we, before Fitment Industries was a thing, we all knew each other. You know, we're Wisconsin based. We all went to the same car shows. Alex had Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club and he ran that and he would ask me to take pictures for the events and we meet up. And like now Fitment Industries started and we've all came back together.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool thing.
It's really crazy seeing like the full circle on a lot of like our backstories. Cause we'll like be eating together at lunch or we'll go for like a drink or something. And we'll be talking about like car shows in the past, like pull up a picture and like, oh, well actually I'm like three people down from you in that picture. Yeah. And it's just a really crazy time to see how, like Dakota said, we all really kind of came together, but yeah, it's a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it is a ton of work, but like we got the team to really back it. You know, we got about six videographers and editors really kind of just grinding it out there. You know, it's all for them or all, you know, because of them, you know, we're just kind of the hooligans that sit in front of the camera for a couple hours a week, but you know, they make the magic happen
for sure.
I think it's crazy that you guys were all part of that car community ahead of time. And then you end up working in the same type of location, which I get it. It's probably a blast. I think so much of your content, why it resonates so well is because you really understand that these are car enthusiasts that really actively practice. There's a lot of companies out there, period, that, you know, they sell car parts and you can call them up and unfortunately you're getting a call center or whatever it may be. And when you're talking to people, you know, from Fitment, that's not what you hear. You know, there's some really good retailers out there that use their know-how and use their experience and use their kind of enthusiast nature to be able to recommend products that they truly believe in. And you guys are definitely one of those. And it's what makes your content that much better, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And shout out to, we don't get to do this much. So shout out to the customer service team that we have because those guys and gals work day in and day out dealing with all the calls that come in. They're literally sitting right across in the other room right next to us too. And we have like over 100 of them. They're all in-house, all dealing with the calls every day. So shout out to them too, because a lot of them, almost all of them are enthusiasts too.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the car scene and they love being able to help people find their fitment and find wheels for their car.
Yeah. I would say a good majority of them too. Like we have known them beforehand, you know, and we're just kind of just like, hey, we need to hire a lot of customer service people. Go tell your friends. And we're like, okay. And then we did. Yeah, and then we hired all
the car scene.
They just show up the next morning. There's like a people in front of the door when you guys open and they're like, we're here.
Literally. Yeah. like we just show up to work one day and then like a guy I knew like a couple years ago, I just saw him walk by. I'm like, when did you start? He's like, oh, it's my first day. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have like scooters soon where you can ride through like you're working in Google or something.
We already have scooters.
We got to figure out how to
The
big
thing
has been Nerf guns. It's kind of began to be like a dangerous work environment because you get shot with a Nerf bullet at any moment in time.
I got a bazooka now.
Yeah, you got the Nerf bazooka even.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we do that and cause eye injuries around here. We're just our quarters are a little tighter than that. So
close range around here. In the middle of the podcast, one of them gets hit in the head.
No. But, yeah, so let's – how did you guys get – so you came in being car enthusiasts. You knew Alex, that whole thing. But you, like you said, you took pictures, but you guys weren't really ever in front of cameras before, right? This is the
– Yeah. So that was interesting. I started as a videographer. Alex hit me up. He's like, hey, would you like to work for Fitment? And I was like, yeah. So obviously I got in there. But I mean, the only experience I had in front of a camera was just back in the day, like 12 years old with my friends making stupid videos and stuff like that. And they're just like, oh, you're kind of funny. You want to sit in front of the camera? And I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. Yeah. And that's kind of how that started too. So that was interesting.
Yeah. And I kind of, so when I was working at my previous job and I was, you know, watching a lot of like other automotive YouTubers and stuff like that. And I was like, I like really enjoyed it. I was like, that looks like a ton of fun. So I honestly just kind of picked up the camera and started doing stuff on my own. So like, mm-hmm. it was right when I picked up my FRS that I had and it was completely stock. So I did a video on like installing like the header on it, like the exhaust and a couple other things. And you know, I was kind of getting really, you know, comfortable with talking in front of the camera. It's super awkward. Like it is it like is the so most weird. Awkward thing, especially when you're like, you're in your garage and you're like living in an apartment complex and you're like, you know, hey guys, what's going on? And you got like people walking by like, what the heck is that guy doing? But yeah, so it was kind of the same thing. Like I knew Alex from like the car club and all that. And I saw a job posting for a videographer and they're kind of looking for like a videographer slash personality at that point. And so I think they're looking, cause Alex was the only one doing videos at the time. And, so I was like, interesting. And I kind of like keep on about it. And then my fiance was like, you should just do it. You're not really enjoying what you're doing right now. Like at least just fill out or like submit an application. The application was actually you submitted a video. So I was like, well, I don't really have anything. You know, I kind of just did videography on the side. So it was actually a car show that weekend that Alex was hosting. It was actually here in Appleton. I was like, all right, we're going to go do this. I'm going to do a video and then I'm going to submit it and then just say, at least I tried.
Yep.
And so we went there and it was like, it was a Sunday show, shot it, edited it, you know, by Tuesday, submitted it for an application. And here we are.
The rest is history.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like, I know that there's nothing more I hate than being in front of a camera. I mean, just absolutely. I really don't like it, but out of necessity. And also the fact that I feel like, where I feel good about that we're trying to bring value and it's not just a vanity thing. So like I do it, but it's not easy getting comfortable in front of a camera. And you'd think that something that's so inanimate that doesn't pose you any threat wouldn't be such a hard thing, but it is. And it's hard to get natural in front of a camera and
absolutely
then to walk into a new company and to come onto a new job and then to be presented with a task of, oh, by the way, I'm sure that you have more than a few guys standing around while you're doing them.
Yeah.
You know, just get on. The progression.
That's intimidating. It's intimidating, that's for sure.
I think I remember like my first video that I did, I wasn't even like even remotely repaired for it.
I cringed so hard at my first videos. Yeah.
It was just Alex was like, hey, I'm really busy right now. We got to do this video. You're up. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, I don't really have like a script or anything. I just have some notes and like this email from the company that like it was on. I was like, oh, okay. And I think it took us like 3 hours to film that video because I was just like, I would say like one sentence at a time and I'd like get going and I'd like mess up. I'm like, all right, we're starting over. Yeah. And you know, now we have like the equipment and stuff necessary. We actually have, you know, we use the teleprompter and stuff, which has helped a ton. I can't believe we just used to print out a piece of paper, set it on our knee, and like, okay, I hope you don't fall, and you know, kind of cut it in between us looking down. But
how long does it take you now on average to make a video now?
I would say, yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah, which helps. That's nuts. Which helps a lot.
Yeah,
It is tough because I feel like, so I'll give you, in my short limited capacity here, I'll give you my takeaways from having entered into a beginning part of this learning curve myself. One, scripting things is the death of a piece of content because it will mess you up all day long. Once you can't say one word, you might as well move on and use something else because the truth is, for some reason, that word will just come back to continue to plague you the entire video.
That's the truth.
Yeah. And I think that just being comfortable in front of the camera is something that takes such a progression. I mean, you look at James, you know, from Donut, you look at Alex even in the beginning, and then go watch his videos now, and it's staggering how
night and day difference. Difference.
It really is.
Which is tough when you're like trying to grind this thing out. It's like you almost want to go back and like start deleting and start over again. But like it's there for everybody to see.
I think
you have to see that progression for
yourself.
It's
so important. Yeah. And it's just part of it. I don't think anyone turns on a camera and they're immediately just amazing at it first try. I don't think there's anyone. No. It takes time. It takes practice. And then I think just enjoying it in general, or wanting to spread knowledge or have a good time on camera, is what helps ease everything. And then just doing it over and over and over again, obviously practice is what it takes.
Yeah. It honestly just comes down to that time. You gotta put in the time, and just like you said, it comes naturally. You get more comfortable with it.
Yeah. I mean,
and being okay with messing up.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, you got to be willing to just mess it up. Like, and then the videographers or the editors do a great job in making fun of you on the video. So yeah, they make it work.
Yeah, they usually take our mess ups and edit it into the video and exaggerate them to make us look even more like fools. So.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, when you do this stuff, I think you have to put your own, I don't know what to say, insecurities aside, because the truth they're gonna come back to haunt you anyway.
Oh yeah,
like we have our goofy series Driver to Driver, and it's almost like I got to become literally another person and just go for it and just be wild.
It's funny. It's like so how much time do you guys actually spend on the planning versus the actual shooting?
Oh yeah, that's a so tough one.
I guess it all starts at, like, you know, the month beforehand. We kind of schedule out
A month to 2 months. So we try to be, because it's a fine balance. You can't get too far ahead, because then you're not relevant. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you can't be too short. Otherwise, you're running everything up to the line and you don't have that time to perfect it. So yeah, I'd say about a month or so, we try to get ahead on our stuff. We get the whole entire team together. Mm-hmm. We brainstorm our ideas and pick all of our favorites out. And it's a team thing. You know, we don't have one person calling the shot saying, this is the video we're doing. We all vote on it collectively. And we make content that we love, that we all enjoy, that, you know, we know about and stuff like that. So there is a ton of planning that goes into it. And then there's a ton of pivoting also, because, you know, if all of a sudden Nissan announces their new 400Z, guess what? We got to make content on that, and we want to talk about it. So we got to take one video out, throw that video in. That video was just filmed, so now it's got to go on the back burner. And, you know, it's a big, fun show all the time.
So you mentioned the Z. I can't help myself, because we're already there. Well, I have a 350. Yep. I enjoy the Z crowd. So what do you guys think of the 400?
All right, so initially I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I went up to Giles. I was like, what is this? And he's like, Dakota, get cold down. Just take a peek at it, all right? Like,
I literally broke it down why it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, look at the body lines. You can literally see the heritage of the car throughout the car. Yeah. And not only that, but it's a blank slate. Now, think of it once it's modified. Don't think of it in its stock form. Mm-hmm. Think once you start doing stuff to it, you lower it, you get it on wheels, you know, you do some aero stuff on it. Then look at it. And then I absolutely fell in love with the car and realized how much of an enthusiast car it is.
Yeah. And
now
I think that was one of the biggest things too. It's like you said, it's an enthusiast car. It's a V6. It's twin turbo. They kept the manual. It's rear wheel drive. Like, it's a sports coupe. It kept the lineage of like the Zs. Like, I think they did a fantastic job with it. I think, like Dakota said, they gave like a really good, like, blank slate for that. I think, you know, us as enthusiasts are going to eat that car up, and it's going to be, it's going to be another
great platform. Seeing how close it stays true to that concept car will be interesting as well.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the price tag is. I'm also curious to see that, like, if the tuning solutions, like, because we all know that they're using the engine from the Infiniti, right? So, so the question will be, will the tuning solutions be very similar, or is this thing going to be a different line? I hope not. I would imagine not, but, you know, that's a big piece, because the car has to be able to make great power out of the gate.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I'm not crazy about on the car is just the rear taillights.
Oof.
Not because, well, I like the fact
very old school.
The detail on the taillights, very cool, right? Like, if you look, it's got this weird shadowing thing that they've done with, like, fiber optics or something. And that part is really incredibly, like, the engineering
Infinity,
behind it.
Is it like the Infinity lights where it just goes on and on?
No.
I didn't take a close look.
So. No, it's like this.
Those are cool, though.
Yeah, those are cool. but yeah, I don't know. The thing is, like, if you look at the side of the line, it has, like, the same modernized body shape as, like, the 240s, 260s, I don't want to say 280, 240, 260. But, so, like, that's awesome. But that rear section to me is like, I don't know. It's hard. You know, they went so different when they started to do like the 350 and then the 370. I feel like, like if it followed like a Z32, I feel like all of a sudden I get the taillights. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it's more Z32, like 300ZX than the other ones. I agree.
I'm probably an outlier here, but my first thought when I saw those taillights was that looks just like an S14.
That's interesting.
That too.
I saw that and I was like, wait, that's a Z? What's going on here?
I have to see a picture of it again.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at it. Yeah.
That's just me.
If you can get a close-up picture of it, I don't know if you guys know like Sean Lee, but he's like, he's the founder of the Purist Group, right? And he's a really good guy. They do a lot of donation stuff and charitable stuff. And he actually had this great opportunity to go to Nissan and really walk around the car himself. And he took some great stuff that's on his Instagram. And they got great close-up shots. And the details on the taillights where they do that whole like shadowing fiber optic-y thing is it. I think it's one of those cars in person is going to be like way better.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what people do with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the question comes out to be like, if the price tag is, I'd imagine the car's got to be darn near close 50 grand.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, it's got to compete with the Super, right? It's got to be right around that same price range. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be putting out similar power, especially with this second revamp of the Supra coming out soon.
Yeah.
So have you driven the Supra?
I have not, but at SEMA, I got to sit in the one in your booth. Oh. That was cool.
Yeah,
the
yellow
drive
one was there.
Yeah. Drive it.
I've driven a few of them. I think they drive fantastic.
That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of good things about the Supra.
I still don't love it.
What is it? Are you going to bring up the BMW thing?
No. Because I think that when people do that, they're not really looking around enough. Like, I mean, this is not something that's the first time sharing platforms has ever been done, right? Like, I think that they made a car. If you put spec-wise versus a Mark IV, it outperformed the Mark IV. It handled better than the Mark IV. It made more power than the Mark IV. You can't really knock it. The problem is, it just feels like it's missing something to me. It drives great. It's not slow. It doesn't feel like I was hoping it would, right?
Would your opinion change if it had a manual gearbox transmission?
Yeah.
Guys, we are instantly improving our podcast. I want to show it to you. We just got this right off the press here. This is right off the press. This is incredible. This is the,
That's actually really cool.
This is the crew.
Here, I'll hold one in. There you go. Look at that.
I think this is the Fitment crew shirt. This is the blue one that we're holding up. Yeah.
Sick.
I think Jake just sent us a few. So I think one of the guys just walked him in because the package just showed up. Yeah. That's like a speedy delivery. That doesn't really happen for us. They usually come 20 minutes after the podcast.
Yeah.
That's really
But awesome. No, this is super sharp looking. So.
And it feels nice.
It's super comfy. Yeah. Like I was impressed by it because like we got them in and like I wore mine for the first day. I'm like, this is my new favorite thing. Yeah. I love this.
I actually do. I like the crew neck a lot.
Yeah, it's super soft and by going on to the website and picking up one of these, not only do you help a great charity, but you also every $5 you spend gets you an entry into the giveaway set. And the truth is, there are no restrictions. If we make the wheel and we have it in stock, you are welcome to pick it and get a set after you win. No restrictions. Like I said, we just want you to pick something in stock so you don't end up waiting a while. But you can get Ampliform. You can go 20-inch. You can go 18-inch. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. So no restrictions there. I don't know. Anything else that people should should tune into you specifically for during the holiday break or anything that's coming out? I know we got, like we mentioned, the sale that's up there. Anything else? I know you guys are finishing out your 12 days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the deals going on. I guess just like I said, upload every day and check that stuff out. And we're always doing something new. So make sure you're either checking out the website, checking out the gallery, or checking out our YouTube, because it's new every single day. And I feel like we're running at a million miles an hour.
No, I feel like you are too. I mean,
it's hard to catch a breath.
Yeah, it's wild. And not that we're going to need to, because the truth of the matter is that if they're watching here, they probably have already subscribed to you guys. But we will put your link down below for whatever value that's worth for you.
Let's go.
Yeah, we'll take it. Do we have any questions? Are you on right now? Or we're batting up? I think we just threw a curveball to somebody. So anyhow, I guess with that said, if we have any questions, maybe you guys will check out the comments in a couple days and just, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hold on. We got a few. Whoa. We got a few. Let's see what we got. This is a real interactive podcast. I don't know if anybody told you that. Let's see. Dakota's got the best freestyles. Like, this must be back.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
Somebody did say it.
let's see. Do you get to pick the wheels, or is it pre-selected?
Yeah. You get to pick the wheels. There is no pre-selection. We don't do that. Anytime we've done this with Fitment, we want people to have what they want, not what we want them to have. I mean, that would not have any purpose. So yeah, absolutely, pick anything out of our catalog, and if you win, we'll be happy to send it over. What are you guys' plans for the holiday? Oh, that's Luis. That doesn't count.
Maybe a comparison to the 2022 BRZ.
Oh, somebody's looking for your opinion on the 22 BRZ.
We're a little salty about the 2022 BRZ.
That one's a little interesting, because, like, you know, we had some good stuff coming out this year. We had like the news about like the new WRX and stuff coming out, and then we saw like the 400Z and everything was good. And then Subaru also dropped like, hey, there's a new BRZ coming out. And everyone's like, all right, let's go. And, you know, I know like the biggest thing for a lot of people is that, you know, they were hoping for an introduction of a turbocharger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I don't think I ever saw that coming just because of what that, you know, the 86 platform, the BRZ platform is. Yeah. You know, because if they did that, it would bump up to that $40,000, $50,000 range competing with like the 400Z and the Supra. And I don't think that that would have been fair.
I think it was just very lackluster, the announcement. I expected a lot more, I think. And if you look at the interior and you look at the styling, I think it just fell short. The interior was very close to the same. And then the body lines, what is it? Is it like the door section, the midsection exactly the same?
The front part of the car and the rear part of the car, like they spent some time on. And then it's like you get to like the doors and it's like exactly the same.
And
like,
it looks kind of weird because you still see that same original FRS BRZ look. And then they just kind of like molded around it. And I don't
it's like
know.
It's wearing
it just,
a costume.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't flow very well.
And I don't think it's a bad car by any means. I still think it would be fantastic. Enthusiasts are going to pick them up and mod them like absolute crazy. It's just I was expecting a little bit more coming up, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think what now they got the 2.4 liter
I think so.
In there, naturally aspirated. So you get a little bit of bump in power and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, they're a driver's car.
Yeah.
You know, they're never meant to be quick.
When I first saw it, I thought the front end looked like an F-Type, and the rear end kind of looked like a Acura NSX or like an Aston.
Wow, you gave that car a lot of hype.
No, and I don't mean that in a good way. I don't mean that in a good way at all. I don't like how it looks on that truncated.
Yeah,
it's not proportionate in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like I said, it just doesn't flow together very well.
And I've seen some renderings of the car, like lowered with aero and wide bodies and everything like that. And those, it doesn't look too shabby, but still,
it's a lot of work to put
in. I'm a lot more excited about the other cars coming out.
Yeah, it's just one of those cars. I mean, I think the car, if you drove their FRS or there'd be one of the cool things about the original platform was the fact that it resembled a little bit of Miata-ish that you could kind of keep the car flat out and drive real heavy into corners and stuff like that. So it almost was like you were driving the car full out, and because of that, it made the car feel fun. Mm. But the car inherently on the street wasn't super awesome because it wasn't quick, you know? then it was a direct injected high compression engine, so you couldn't really just turbo the thing out of the gate. So
yeah, it's pretty tough.
Well, but if someone like Chris Harris could drive it and think, holy crap, this is unbelievable. Like, if you ever watch his video on the review of that car, he's like grinning ear to ear the entire time. Like, he's in love with it. And I think
they are driving
primarily and that's
that's what sold me on it too. Cause like, I went and test drove the one that I have and I just instantly fell in love with it. Like, I knew, you know, cause I was coming from my 98, you know, Eclipse to like a 2013 Subaru Scion thing. And it was, you know, it like, I felt the same enjoyment, like for the same reasons. Like, it was just a fun driving car. And like you said, you could throw it around and it wasn't like too much where it's like, you could really, you know, mess up. Like, but like, you know, I've competed
that's
in a
nice
couple
way to say your car is slow.
Yeah, exactly. But I've competed in a, like a couple like road rallies and stuff in the last years with it. Yeah, and it's been a fantastic platform for that. Cause like you get, you know, it's a newer platform, you know, so you're not driving in like a strict race car. You can hit comfortable for like a good distance. Cause like an 8-hour endurance race. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it just did super well. Like it was super fun. Cause like we went up north, like in the back roads up there through like the national forest.
You still have
and stuff.
Heat and AC.
We were ripping around and it was perfect on those corners. And
hell yeah.
It was a fun car.
So now you're not going to tell me, cause you had a 2G DSM. You're not going to tell me it was like an RS or GS.
I'm going to tell you it was a GS. I'm going to tell you that. I'm so sorry.
It was Young Jealous. He was 16 years old. Just give him a break. He was trying his best.
Oh, man.
I thought back then, I thought eclipses were eclipses. You know? I didn't know there was different ones.
We've seen Fast and Furious just need to get one.
Yeah.
I know, but like, so I'm a hardcore, I was a hardcore DSM guy, right? I had tons of them. And I really, you know, I had one that I proclaimed a race car because that back then, that's what you did. You took out everything that was comfortable about the car and you put a roll cage in it so that all you would do is get pulled over and get lectured all the time. But, you know, but the car was fun and it made, you know, I think I made like 675, 520 something torque. Yeah, the car could move. But it's really interesting how the RS and the GS were nothing like that. They were just not the same car.
they were completely opposite. You know, like the car was there, and then Chrysler was like, all right, we got a solution.
We'll put this crappy 2.0 in here.
2.0 that, again, was like terrible to boost.
You just love slow NA four-cylinders. That is just your jive.
Now I got another rotary. I got another slow NA, but it's a rotary now.
Oh, you're a weird dude. Oh.
Yeah.
Glutton for punishment.
Wait, so what'd you get, an RX-8?
I did get an RX-8. I'm a sucker for low horse, sub 200 horsepower rear-wheel drive cars.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, but I'll go as far to say that the RX-8 is a completely underrated platform.
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
If you're willing to deal with it, absolutely,
Okay, but like theoretically, you can do some other cool swaps in there with those, with, you know, I mean, if you really have the stones to, you know, put in... do a bigger rotor, you know, do a different rotor motor.
I'm so happy you said that and not say LS. I thought you were going to say put an LS in it.
They do take like the 13B REWs from like the FDs and stuff like that, you know, the twin turbo ones and they throw those in there. It is a lot of work and it is a lot of like cash to do that. But like, you know, I think that'd be totally worth it in the long run. Been so blown away by the RX-8 community in a whole though, because as soon as I picked it up, I had people messaging me, like commenting on all my posts, like, yo, this is so cool, like I'm really glad you picked one up. If you ever need help, like I'm living in Milwaukee, like I run a rotary shop, like just hit me up if you ever have any questions. That's guys so cool. Like sending me links to parts, like you need to buy this to like you know, it will solve all the issues. I'm like, okay. So I'm just like pulling in parts left and right just to make it a little more reliable, because you know, the Renesis motors, they are known for that, you know, like from Mazda, they had oil issues. They have the coil pack issues. Yeah, like,
fantastic platform.
Yeah, that's great. So, no, I'm super excited though, because like when I picked up the car, I drove it back from Illinois. It was an absolute ball. Like those cars, like everything is smooth. There's no vibrations. There's no rattling.
You forced me to drive it. And I could not believe it when I drove it. The thing felt unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It's a good time. And it revs out super high. So,
what year?
2004.
2000.
Yeah. Well, that car was kind of, to me, a lot of the non, force induction rotaries, they were kind of like driving a 250cc motorcycle. Revved to holy hell, it just didn't go anywhere, you know? But it was a good car. You know, that RX-8 had good moment of inertia. That car really rotates well. It handles well. And, you know, what's interesting is the wheels on that car really get stuffed far inside. So when you put some aggressive wheels on the car looks really tough. Like, it looks the part.
Yeah, and it looks really good. But why'd they put so many damn triangles everywhere on
the rotary, man?
I know, but I understand. I think like the e-brake handle, yeah. Boom, triangle. Yeah. The headrest, triangle. Literally triangle.
Like, the first day I got it, I brought it to work. Like, and we spent like 20 minutes in the parking lot just trying to find all the triangles. I think we stopped at like 30. Nice. Like, no more.
Do you know, it's like when you ever do something really cool, you love it so much, you just want to put it everywhere. Yeah. That's what they did. They're like, I almost wonder sometimes if it was like one of those weird contests that were happening around Mazda and design, right? They were like, look, here's the rotary symbol. See how many places you can put it on this car.
Honestly, that's what it feels like when you're in it. Yeah. But it is super solid. Mm-hmm. It feels nice. It drives and it's fun. I'm excited to see what you do with it.
Yeah, so it's got like 47,000 miles on it now, so just a baby yet. So I think it was only a couple owner car, really well taken care of.
With a rotary, is like 47,000 miles. It's actually, is that like dog years, like where your dog's 8 years old, but it's actually like 16 years old? Yeah. So, okay. It's actually like 200,000 miles.
Yeah. All right, well, if you get to that point where you haven't done wheels yet and you want them, you let us know and we'll take care of it. And this way you can splash them.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think we need some wide ones. We got a wide body kit on order for it. So I think we're looking at possibly doing something for the channel, which I think would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, doing a build series on it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch it blow up.
<That's> not literally.
Maybe literally.
It'll be a no car. I'm super excited. Joel's has some awesome plans for it. So having some Koenigs on there would be hot too. Mm-hmm.
And I think the good news about the rotors, they don't typically blow up. They just blow apex seals out.
Yeah, they just lose compression. Like,
you know, you can still push it around and stuff.
Yeah. But they're cool cars. I mean, I remember like even like Mad Mike's, like his four rotor. First off, four rotor is like not fair. Like,
Those should not exist. They're too good. They're too good.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, if you just want something screaming at you the entire time.
Dude, I love how they sound. Yeah, I love how they sound.
Well, either way, we're going to let you guys get going. We know you have a lot more stuff to do than hang out with us, but I appreciate you very much for coming on and doing this stuff.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. It's a good time.
No, seriously, we really appreciate you taking the time. And as always, you catch them at Fitment Industries. Additionally, we'll put the link and all that stuff to the giveaway down below so you can check that out. Make sure that if you're listening to this and it is before January 8th, that you get on there and pick up one of these dope.
Get some swag.
Yep, because there's other ones. There's other ones. Anyhow, go pick up your crew neck or your t-shirt and make sure you get to, you know, get entered into that giveaway. It's always nice when we get to do one with you guys, and it goes to a good cause.
Free wheels are the best wheels.
That's true that.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, thanks so much. Say hi to Alex and the team for us, and you have a very good holiday.
Will do. Thank you, you guys too. It was awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
See ya.
All right. So, Alex, we are entering out of here, right? Cool. Let's see. We'll bring up those questions real quick before we get out of here. Let's make sure we didn't miss anything. Let's see here.
Carissa Elaine entered.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you, Carissa.
Nice. That's awesome. Building Dreams Garage, what's happening? Nice to see you. Let's see. Alex, can you do a little scroll action up? Just make sure we didn't miss anything.
Where are we? There we go.
Poor Alex is looking at a different screen. Let's see. Let's go. Coney Apple Forms for Christmas. Awesome. Get him. Do it.
When will Koenig offer white finish flow formed wheels?
Gus, it's not looking good. I don't know. I mean, you know, we have a few white wheels depending on what wheels you actually are looking for, like, or what size. Oversteers is one, Lightning technically is another, but you're right. You know, demand is pretty cyclical on different colored wheels. It's one of those things that comes around and goes around. So, you know, use the average of 7 years, you know, That's kind of what it really ends up coming out to. It's weird. But, you know, white wheels were really big and really popular for quite a while, and then it just seems to have, you know, died off. So
could always paint them, powder coat them, worst case.
Yeah. Did you pick? Yeah, we did. Okay. And Carissa entered. Wow.
What?
This happened right now. That was Carissa that that asked the question about if you could pick anything you want, and then she was the one that replied down below that she entered.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. That's cool. Yeah, that's fun. But anyhow, if we don't, I don't think we have any other questions that they're there doing good. It's my birthday. Oh, all right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Dreams look at that. We got a little community thing going on. That's dope. Anyhow, listen, guys, before we get out of here, please make sure that you look for Saturday. This Saturday, we'll be dropping another piece of content. Last Friday, we dropped another episode of The Hype is Right. It's pretty funny. It's pretty entertaining.
The gift giving.
Oh, the gift giving. And the gift one that we did. Carissa, she's still on. What's up? You too. Let's see. Also, the gift... Gifting Wheels video. It's pretty funny. It's not really a serious thing. So go check it out. Leave us a thumbs up. What?
There's some seriousness to it. I mean, there's some good advice.
There are some technical tips, but it's funny.
Yes.
My kids don't really love watching me on YouTube at all. And they actually watched the video on their own, and they said it, they laugh. So I think that's an indication. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, looks aren't everything.
I'll take that as a compliment. So anyhow, we'll put the information on the giveaway down below. Give us a few minutes after this is over. So that will be there. Make sure you check out the Gifting Wheels video. Make sure you subscribe if you're not already. And as always, make sure you tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and Instagram on Wednesdays, where we go live and answer your questions. We do live Q&A there. And then 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, where we do our live podcast.
Just like we're doing now.
Pretty much. And then you could always listen to it back tomorrow on iTunes or Google Play. These are the opportunities that we present to you.
Exactly.
Anyhow, we wish you, your family, all of your friends and car homies a very, very, very happy, safe, healthy holiday and new year. We'll be back here next week with you, and take care of yourself. So that is it. We're out of here. And if you want to see more of the info on the podcast, koenigwheels.com/podcast. That's where it's at.
There you go.
That's it. All right. Take care, everybody. We will see you next week.